The mood at Congressman Tom Cotton's election watch party was calm and confident. Recent polls showed the congressman to have the advantage going into the election. He told his supporters the 16% margin of victory was wider than he expected.
I think it was a win that we all hoped for and maybe expected, but perhaps a little earlier and bigger than any of us would have expected.
He called his victory a statement by Arkansans favoring smaller government.
Arkansans are a free people, and tonight we have once again chosen a free government, one that is limited in scope, yet strong and competent in its rightful duties. We have chosen a government that aids our fellow citizens who are struggling without overwhelming them or taking away their freedom, or everyone else's freedom in the process.
Cotton recognized that not all Arkansans voted for him, pledging to represent all Arkansans as senator. I'm Nathan Vandiver. KUAR's David Wallace covered Senator Pryor's watch party.
The supporters Mark Pryor greeted at the Doubletree Hotel included some loyalists who had been with him for more than 20 years.
I love you.
Whether this was the end of the Pryor political dynasty in Arkansas remains to be seen. He's only 52 years old. But it is the end of his 12 years in the Senate. Ever the peacemaker there, Pryor was magnanimous in defeat.
I wish him the very best as he takes this seat on the Senate floor, and I want you to know that he will be in my prayers. That's part of taking off the red jersey and taking off the blue jersey, right? We all need to help him do his job.
David Wallace, KUAR News.